Good morning and welcome to St Luke's for our special fifth Sunday of the month service. Today is Trinity Sunday. Would you please stand as you're able as we sing our opening hymn, Holy, 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 Holy. Be with you.
Come, people of God, breathe in the gift of life.
Spirit of God, renew us.
Listen for the word who speaks creation and compassion.
Christ of God, teach us.
Rest in the embrace that makes us one.
Love of God, gather us, send us. So let us pray the special prayer for today, Trinity Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us, your servants, grace by the confession of the true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and evermore defend us from all adversities. For you live and reign, one God, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us confess our sins to the God who knows us through and through. Triune God,
we confess we shrink your wideness, preferring control over trust, noise over listening, separation over fellowship. Forgive us, unclench our hearts, widen our tables, and return us to your rhythm of creating, healing, and ascending. Hear the good news. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit are for you now. In Christ, you are forgiven and set free to live as a beloved community.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Our children's song.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing the way of salvation through faith in your Son. We ask you now to teach and encourage us through your word, so we may be ready to serve you for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
A reading from the book of Psalms. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. Your praise reaches up to the heavens. It is sung by children and babies. You are safe and secure from all your enemies. You stop anyone who opposes you. When I look at the sky which you have made, at the moon and the stars which you set in their places, what are human beings that you think of them, mere mortals, that you care for them? Yet you made them inferior only to yourself. You crowned them with glory and honor. You appointed them rulers over everything you made. You placed them over all creation. Sheep and cattle, and the wild animals too, the birds and the fish and the creatures in the seas. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. For the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So please stand as you're able as we sing our next hymn, A New Commandment I Give Unto You. Seated, and we'll have our second reading.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. The 11 disciples went to the hill in Galilee where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, even though some of them doubted. Jesus drew near and said to them, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go then to all peoples everywhere and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And I will be with you always to the end of the age. For the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Is Trinity Sunday, a day set in the church calendar to reflect on the nature of God. It's a big ask, that. We say that God is Trinity. We are saying that God is three persons Yet God is one God, and all sounds very complicated. June says it should be put in the too hard basket. And she wanted to bring a hard basket to put things in, I wouldn't let her. But this is what the early church had to grapple with. They believed that there was only one God. They inherited that from their Hebrew roots. The Old Testament in our Bibles is the Hebrew Scriptures. A statement that would have been said regularly is known as the Shema from Deuteronomy chapter 6, which begins, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, God the Father who created everything." But then the early church shared the stories of Jesus, of how he spoke with the authority of God, of how he died and rose again, saying that in this he repaired the relationship broken between God and humanity, of how Jesus spoke that he and his Father were one. The early church believed that Jesus was God too, the God who recreated. And then they experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit, the power that Jesus had promised before his ascension. They enabled them to continue the work of Jesus. This Holy Spirit, Jesus has said, would be another advocate as he had been. And through the Holy Spirit, the early church knew the presence of God. The Holy Spirit was God continually creating in the church. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all God, but not three gods, but one. It was and it is a hard concept to grasp, but it's central to our beliefs, central to our worship. In our prayers, we evoke the Trinity. When we baptize, we do so in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as Jesus commands in our passage from Matthew's Gospel. And the end of our service, a blessing given is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And often when we meet together, we finish by saying words that St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Well, often on Trinity Sunday, we try and get our heads around that. We try to describe the Trinity in terms of analogies. We say that the Trinity is like something that we can understand. But that's impossible. It's impossible to describe something that's beyond our understanding. And any pictures we might like to use are more likely to confuse than to explain. So I'm not going to do any of that today. No triangles, no eggs, no three-leaf clovers or anything like that. What I'd rather ask you do is to think about, what does God being Trinity mean to us? Well, back in the 5th century, St. Augustine of Hippo, a great thinker in the church, said this, "If you see love, you see the Trinity." The picture in Augustine's mind was that God is the most perfect being and therefore must have the most perfect and beautiful love. But love needs to be shared, and perfect love must be shared with a perfect being and overflow to yet another. So the image of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is in a relationship of love that in turn flows out to all of creation. Therefore, God as Trinity means that God is love. God is perfect love. That God created us, that God saved us, that God is with us. And this perfect relationship of God, which sometimes some people call a dance, is something that we as people created in God's image, it means that we too can love and we can live in community and relationship. We can have powerful relationships because God is Trinity. Well, I said I wasn't going to have any pictures today, but this intertwining relationship that is God as Trinity was something that was very important to the Celtic Church, the Old Scots and Irish. And they produced artwork consisting of intertwined lines, illustrating their books and their monuments. So here's a bit of a page from the Book of Kells, which was a copy of the Gospels created in Scotland around 800 AD. And you see the intertwining lines in that letter T. And on their monuments. So here is a picture of what's called a high cross from Donegal in Ireland. And again, you can see the intertwining lines, which reminds us of God in eternal relationship, spilling out his love to all of us. So June is going to help us explore this picture. We're going to create a weave with three strands as it reflects on the fact that God as Trinity, three in one, means that we can live in relationship with God and hence with one another as we share the love. Each of those strands remind us of how God as Trinity blesses us. And we could think of those through those words of St. Paul, the grace that comes from Jesus freely given, the love of God who sent Jesus, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit in which we share. So, June.
Hello. Treant God, for those short on breath, through endless grief or fear, breathe peace. For places where words wound, bring truth and healing. For communities frayed, restore fellowship with justice and tenderness. For this country, our shared home, teach us faithful stewardship. For leaders, teach humility. For the church, engender hospitality. Hold those we have named in your loving care. Gather us again in your love. Amen.
Peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father. Peace from his Son, Jesus Christ, who is our peace. Peace from the Holy Spirit, the life giver. The peace of the triune God be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you. We've got six people on Zoom. Peace be with you. Well, as we remain standing, we sing our next hymn, Meekness and Majesty.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
With all our hearts we praise you, faithful God. In the beginning you called light to shine in darkness. You made living things to grow and flourish, and you created human beings in your image. You chose us in love, guided us by your presence, and blessed us with your holy law. Yet we chose our own sinful ways. We broke your commandments, persecuted your prophets, forgot your wisdom, and time after time refused to answer your call. So you spoke an eternal word in a human voice, in Jesus of Nazareth, Son of Mary, Son of God. He called and people followed, leaving every other loyalty. He set us free to praise your holy name. The hatred and violence shouted Jesus down, betrayed and abandoned and nailed to a cross. He laid down his life for the world he loved and broke the chains of evil and death. Then you turned our sorrow into joy. On the third day, you raised him up to lead your people into life. So we praise you, Holy God, with angels and archangels and all your faithful people. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. On the night before he died, Jesus gathered with his friends to share a meal and wash their feet, teaching one more lesson of love. He took bread and blessed you and broke it. He gave it to them and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body." He took a cup of wine and blessed you and gave it to them. He said, "Take this and drink it. This is my blood, sealing God's promise to forgive your sins. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." As we share these holy gifts, we remember the Lord Jesus, for the love you taught us, the sacrifice you made for us, and the hope you give us. We acclaim you, O Christ. Dying, you destroyed our life. Rising, you restored our life. Christ Jesus, come in glory. And now, faithful God, send us your Spirit to feed us with the body and the blood of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Make us one body in Christ. Send us as your messengers in the world and fill us with energy, courage, and love. Now to you, most holy God, through Christ your Son, and in the Spirit's power, we bring our worship and our songs of praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are confident to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. As this broken bread was once many grains, which we gathered together and made one bread, so may your church be gathered from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. The gifts of God for the people of God. Draw near with faith to feed on Christ in your hearts with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We thank you, God, for all the blessings of this table, for the life-giving story, the living bread, and the wine of new creation. Send us, we pray, in the strength of this meal, to tell the good news to neighbours and strangers, with creative words and compassionate service, walking the way of Christ. Well, let's stand as we sing our missional hymn together, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in all truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.